An inquest has heard that the deaths of two men would have been avoided if they'd been flying a different helicopter. 42-year-old Stephen Anthony Nicholson Coombe and 18-year-old James Lewis Patterson Gardner were killed when they crashed in remote bush near Queenstown. The Transport Accident Investigation Commission concluded that the Robinson R-44 helicopter broke apart in mid-air due to the rotor blades striking the cabin. Our reporter Tess Brunton is covering the inquest in Queenstown. Kia ora, Tess, tell us more about the helicopter evidence.
So Garth Galloway, the lawyer for the mother of James Patterson Gardner, told the inquest that Robinson helicopters are particularly vulnerable to mast bumping, and it has catastrophic consequences due to its unique rotor head. He said if they'd been flying a different type of helicopter, they would still be alive. And that was also echoed in his questioning of over-the-top pilot Brad Collier, who was the safety officer and senior pilot at the time. Mr. Collier described light winds and fair skies as he flew a search mission to find the missing men. When he was asked why he hadn't flown a Robinson since before the crash, Mr. Collier said he didn't trust the helicopter or consider them suitable for flight.
And earlier the inquest heard tributes to the men from their families.
Yes, and the media were asked to leave during the tributes, but were later given a copy of the statement from James Patterson Gardner's mother, the well-known aviator and owner of over-the-top helicopter company, Louisa Choppy Patterson. In it, she described her son as an intelligent, caring, beautiful boy, saying, "You enriched our lives, and you would have enriched the lives of so many more." She also used her tribute to ask for recommendations to stop unnecessary deaths, saying it's unacceptable for helicopters to break up mid-flight, and calling attention to the Robinson helicopter's track record.
And what's likely to happen today?
So we're expecting more witnesses. There's 13 in total over the inquest. And there's also going to be a site visit to examine a Robinson helicopter in comparison to a different model. The inquest itself is scheduled until next Friday in the Queenstown District Court.
Thank you, Tess. That's Tess Brunton, who's covering that inquest in Queenstown.